5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
See that bit of craft there?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I did. Well done.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, yes, we feel good this Tuesday afternoon. It was a beautiful day in Melbourne. I got the bike out and went for a bike ride. Billy, you've come in bouncing.
Not really.
Up on your toes. Good to see you. You are. You're up and
Where
about.
Where did you ride, Joe?
I did. I rode from home into here.
Did you?
Yeah. Doing a bit of exercise now. The footy's died down. A bit more time on my hands.
I got a joke about riding my bike. I did last Friday, so stand by.
Oh, can't wait for that one. How are you, Rabsy?
Rabsy.
Oh, you're throwing at me.
Yeah.
It's usually you.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Center our attention back in the back row to Joe Montagna. Triple M Bosch Tool Stats. What's sticking out at you, Joe?
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting first half. Relatively even in a lot of key indicators. One that Carlton will be pleased with. They've laid 40 tackles for the half of footy. So they're on track for 80, which is a great number. And they've got nine more than the West Coast Eagles. Excuse me as I choke on my meat. Ah. sorry, that's
that red button that you've had in front of you for about six weeks, mate. That's a mute button.
It actually says cough.
Now, fair dinkum, that's not very professional.
No, Joe? I'd already eaten the pie and then it was, I had a bit of indigestion, I think,
right,
or something. But so that's why I'm riding the bike now,
Bill.
You reckon because,
you need a pie?
Well, that's right. That's why I'm on the bike now because of those pies during the footy season. They get you in the media centre.
Yes.
So too many of them. And now we're just going to try and do some exercise.
Righto, some footy news, Joey boy. We will talk NRL too. A bit going on there,
There's
Daily
plenty
M.
going
and
on.
The grand
there.
Final might be changed.
Rump the league.
And we've got a special guest, Benny Dobbin.
Yes.
Who's our man, the Rush Hour man up there in
You're
Brisbane.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Rabs, he's good too, Benny. Won't be able to shut him up, I bet you. Hope he doesn't swear. Anyway, we've got the coaches.
We've got John O coming on as well.
Oh, Brad Johnson.
We're going to chat to him.
See, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to set the show up with that.
Yep, sorry. Looking forward to Brad Johnson.
What are you going to talk to John O about?
We'll chat about the Western Bulldogs. And his daughter, Ella, is a very, very talented artist. She's written a song about Marcus Bontempelli. You want to ask him about?
What else we got on?
We got your joke, which will be funny.
The phoner.
And the phoner. We're going to do What Have You Seen Unusual?
We'll see how that goes.
I saw something unusual.
Yes, I know. We'll hear about it. Now, Joey, I want to talk footy news because a bit going on, and I love to see who the coaches gave votes to on grand final night, okay? Very important this, I reckon.
Back on Saturday night.
It was a while ago, I know.
That's old.
Jules just ran these in now.
No.
So.
Well, Christian Petrarca clearly got the 10 coaches' votes, and Bailey Fritch got the 8.
So he got the 2 4s.
Yep. Clayton Oliver and Caleb Daniel, which was basically the Norm Smith medal voting. So it was pretty pretty straightforward.
The Bont and then Angus Brayshaw.
That's right. Angus got one.
So
of those
the Gary Ayres Award winner was?
It went to Jack McRae. 25 votes from Christian Petrarca on 23 and Clayton Oliver on 19. But, Bill, this is strange because Melbourne only played 3 finals. And the Western Bulldogs played 4.
Exactly.
So
right.
Jack McRae won it. And in all honesty, he already had it sewn up. It was only Bailey Smith, his teammate, that could have caught him. But Jack McRae won the Gary Ayres medal. He did have a terrific final series.
Well done.
So well done to Jack McRae.
Yes, exactly. Stephen King, now this is straight off the presser, this one, is going up to the Suns, the Gold Coast Suns, and he's going to be a senior assistant coach.
Yeah, good get for the Gold Coast Suns, I reckon. They need a bit of experience around Stewie Jew. He's going to move the family up there. Of course, as you said, the Western Bulldogs midfield coach. He's been very highly touted. I think he can be a senior coach as well, Stephen King. I think he's very, very good at what he does. So
10 years.
Good get.
10 years at the Dogs, and you played with him at the Saints, didn't you?
And he came across from Geelong as basically a player coach.
Yeah.
He was a ruck coach as well as a player. He helped young Ben McAvoy early days. So well done to Kingy.
I see up there, see the new general manager of footy up there? Wayne Campbell. He'll be good.
Yeah.
He'll be good for him up there.
Made some adjustments to that football department, which hopefully...
That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I know, but we haven't. I don't reckon we announced it. I've never heard it, so it's just good news there.
That's
just
good.
Brisbane are weighing up a couple of big man options. Now, I'm going to ask you who you would take. Here's your two choices at Brisbane. Levi Casbolt from Carlton or Mason Cox, Collingwood.
As a backup, just in case for Oscar McInerney, if he goes down.
Man,
and Eric Hipwood, we know he's still going to be out for a little
bit.
I think they're a fringe player. They'll be a top-up, a backup player. But I think Levi Casbolt would be a pretty worthwhile option because he can play in all parts of the ground. He can play forward. He can certainly play in the ruck. And we've seen him be able to hold down centre-half back as well at Carlton. He had a couple of a good year in about 2018, I reckon it was. So I reckon Levi Casbolt, if I was Brisbane, it's a free hit, costs you nothing.
Mm. Not Mason?
Maybe a rookie pick.
No.
No, I'd steer clear of Mason if I was Brisbane. Their forward line's got enough tools in their forward
line. Get that audio out and I'd steer clear. What now? Jordan Clark, it looks like he might be going to Frio. Frio have picks 8 and 27.
Yep.
The Cats want somewhere in between. What are your thoughts on Jordan Clark to Frio?
I think it's be a good get for Fremantle. I think he's got some speed and a bit of outside run that Fremantle need. Obviously struggled to break in for a regular spot at the Cats. It'll be a good get. I think around that 27 is probably about right because he's been a fringe player for 3 seasons. So you're not going to get a first round pick for him.
He did go at 15.
So 3 years on, hasn't really lived up to probably pick 15 at the moment. I think around that sort of pick 25 to 30 is about right for Jordan Clark.
Levi Casbolt, fifth in the 2019 best and fairest. So that's 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah.
Righto.
Yep.
Well done. And Josh Dunkley is going to sign a new contract because there's still talks that he might look at Essendon.
Well, that was from last year, Bill. That's a bit old.
No,
that,
no. That this week ago. They were talking about
no.
it.
No.
Yes, they were. Nah. But what do you think? He just signs on there and stays there.
They go again.
Happy. He's a happy dog.
They'll butter up and go again, the Western Bulldogs. They'll be in the top four next year.
What does Mitchie Wallace do?
It's a hard one because I'm not sure how much interest there'd be at other clubs. Yeah. These inside mids, there's a lot of them that are available at the moment and not a lot of takers. So it's going to be hard for Mitchie. If he can get another year at the Dogs, I think he should take it.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's the footy. We've got some NRL coming up very shortly.
Yes, Ben Dobbin from Rush Hour Queenslander is going to join us because there's some COVID kicking around in Brisbane, which is where the grand final is supposed to be this Sunday.
Three cases.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jim. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what? What, big pardon?
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Well, Bill, there is plenty going on in rugby league at the moment. We had the Dally M's last night. The Melbourne Storm boys, they had a bad loss, but then they also played up on their Mad Monday.
Allegedly.
But the big story to come out of today, the crisis talks that are going on with moving the grand final because there's an outbreak in Queensland. We don't know enough about it, but on the phone now we have Ben Dobbin from the Rush Hour Queenslander who's going to give us the update. Dobbo. G'day, Dobbo. Mate, what's the latest? What's going on in Queensland? Is everyone starting to get a bit nervous that this grand final might be moved?
Well, yeah, good afternoon, guys. And I've got to say, it's a little bit ironic because, I mean, we've had four cases in Queensland and they're thinking of moving it. And I know a lot of the people listening to you in Victoria would be going, four cases. I mean, like, seriously, that's a household. But dead set up here, things are a bit different. We've had four cases and they are having... They've got a plan B. Now, look, we're due for 52,000 to be packed into Suncorp Stadium. First time a grand final in north of the border. We're looking forward to it on Sunday. South Sydney taking on the Penrith Panthers. It's got all the tradition, Wayne Bennett. But if it does get a bit more serious here, and maybe if they go to 15 cases, and I don't want to take it away from anybody in Sydney or Melbourne or anybody who are going through a lot, it will go to Townsville, and that's the plan B. So,
what does Townsville hold?
23. Ooh, and we had an Origin up there this year. Yeah. And look, it's not a bad stadium, but it's a regional stadium, let's face it. And but if it's safe and they can still get it. Remember, the Queensland government paid an awful lot of money to hold the grand final this year, and so they want it held west or crooked. So it will be going ahead on Sunday, whether or not it's in Townsville or whether or not it's in Brisbane. I hope it's in Brisbane for the sake of everybody. And I just hope that we can get on with it. You know, I don't want to push the vaccination thing, but please, some of these people up here, they might have had a bit too much sun. They need to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. That's what Benny's saying, and that's what we're saying too. Get vaccinated. Yeah. Hey, the Daily M Awards last night, and great to see Turbo Tom out.
Tom Trbojevic.
That's it, Trbojevic.
Yeah, Tommy, just call him Tommy Turbo. That's what we all call him, and it's a good story. I mean, full of diesel before the season starts. He runs along the Manly Esplanade. Some fan says, I bet you I'm faster than you.
That's it.
He runs along there. The bloke's mate's got a phone. He records it. Next thing you know, bang. Tommy Turbo's out for the first 4 weeks with a torn hamstring. I mean, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. So he doesn't play the first 4 weeks of the Telstra Premiership, and he goes on and he wins in a landslide. This guy is a superstar. It's funny, he wins the Dally M Medal of the Year, but he wasn't good enough in some places to win the Origin Player of the Year, and that's obviously very big for us up here. in Queensland. But he's the best fullback in the game, and he's a superstar.
Yep.
Humble. His brothers were there. And, mate, he would have been right full of diesel and probably running around Brisbane diesel last again. Night. You would have suspected. So
another hammy. Hey, did I see the Cheese, Brandon Smith, and his mum? He took his mum there last night.
Yeah.
And did I see a tattoo on her arm?
Yeah, you certainly did. And look, it was a fitting moment that a few of these Melbourne Storm boys did take their mums. And look, he's in a little bit of trouble at the present moment with some of the stuff that's going on. That video that's emerged with himself and Cameron Munster. Well, I don't want to get into it. It's in the hands of the NRL Integrity at the moment.
Yep.
But he took his mum, and she, I don't know if it's a bit of a tribute to him, but she had a block of cheese tattoo on her bicep, which I think, you know, put on. I mean, I didn't see the other side, the other arm, but I don't know what you get on the other arm. He was calling himself mozzarella because he was a bit shredded earlier. Maybe a bag of mozzarella on the other one.
I'm not sure. That's a good mum.
She's dead set. She's got a block of cheese on her arm, and I think it's a real commitment, loves the son.
Exactly. Hey, what happened to the Storm? They dropped everything. That was probably their worst game in
Shambles.
5 years.
They're a rabble.
Well, Craig Bellamy said, mate, you couldn't script it. I spoke to him last night, and he's a great bloke. And look, they are the best team in the modern era. There's no two ways about it. And Craig Bellamy runs an unbelievable operation down there for the Melbourne Storm, along with Frank Panisi. But the bottom line is that they saved the worst game in about the last 5 years to happen. And he just said, we just got rattled. They got rattled in defence. Penrith obviously had a game plan, which was it. And they also lost Brandon Smith and Christian Walsh, two of their players early. And, you know, Cameron Munster had an off day. It was just one of those days. And we've seen it happen in all different codes. But for the Melbourne Storm, they broke the record, a record that has never been emulated since. The 1975 Roosters side of 18 straight wins. They won the minor premiership with the best differential ever in the history of the Telstra Premiership. And they get bailed out in the prelim. It's a bit disappointing for them, but they're last year's premiers. And they've been away from their families for 2 years. So, you've got to actually think, well, gee whiz, it's been a mighty effort for them to do that. Win a premiership last year, win a minor premiership this year, and be away from Melbourne and their fans and their home the last 2 years. So credit's where credit's due.
Yeah, they've just fallen short. But before we let you go, Ben, and thank you very much for your time, who is going to win this decider, you think? The South Sydney Rabbitohs or the Penrith Panthers? Who's your tip?
Well, listen, 3 years ago, Wayne Bennett was sacked from the Brisbane Broncos. He's the greatest coach of all time. Since then, Paul White, who was the CEO, he's been sacked. Peter Nolan, who was the football manager at the Broncos, he's been sacked. And the player manager that was involved in it, Isaac Moses, has been banned from the game. One bloke still standing, and that's Wayne Bennett. He's coached four different teams to grand finals. Uncle Wayne, come in, mate. This is your time. South Sydney to win the red and the green.
He'll do it again. Thank you very much, Ben Dobbin from the Rush Hour Queenslander. We appreciate it.
And you can catch Dobbo on the Rush Hour Queenslander on the Listener app, live and on demand. It's the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't take the mickey out of people that can't talk properly. The dyslexia.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy, and we are joined by Western Bulldogs legend Brad Johnson.
Our next guest played 364 AFL games, booting 558 goals, and won his 300th game off his own boot.
It's Winston to the top of the square. Johnson for the second time! Unbelievable! You pay your money to come to the footy, and you see a man in his big game finish off with the winning goal.
Please welcome the smiling assassin, Brad Johnson.
Yes. What about that record, Bill? Wow. The most games ever for the Dogs. Yep. Second most goals ever.
Jeez.
Three best and fairest. Six All-Australians, including a captain of an All-Australian side. It's unbelievable.
He is a star. Hey. His name is Brad Johnson. He joins us. John, oh, well done on your career, which you finished about 10 years ago. I just wanted to ask you, John, how do you feel as a Dog supporter? Actually, you're very entrenched in the Cats too, by the way. But how do you feel as a past superstar of the Dogs today? Are you flat? Are you blown away? Or are you still surprised what happened Saturday night?
Oh, g'day, Joey. G'day, Billy. It's great to be with you guys. Look, I'm still a little bit flat, a little bit better today. Sunday wasn't great, especially with my wife's family being all Melbourne, mad Melbourne supporters, so that made it even more difficult in the household for a couple of days. But you sit back and you go, okay, well, what the Bulldogs went through to get to the grand final was huge. They played well for for 2.5 quarters, and they just, when they were challenged again, they just had nothing left in them to get that momentum back. And wasn't it so powerful from the D's mids in what they're able to produce? So we sit back and go, okay, yeah, I'm flat, I'm disappointed. But ultimately, you've got to admire what Melbourne were able to do in that period of the game when under the pump. And to break a drought of 57 years like they have is huge. And ultimately, we did that in 2016. So we know how they feel as a club, and what the supporters and all the fans that have cheered on for a long time are going through now. The highs of winning one after such a long period of time. Actually, the highlight of my day was the longest kick, Joey. That was probably the element of
who won
positivity.
That?
We got a lot of feedback on that, didn't we, Jono, throughout the day?
Who won it?
Ruffy was about the only one to hit one flush. Nearly 60 metres he kicked it.
I watched it for a bit and there was just argument and all that. I had to turn it off.
Do you reckon Jono stopped smiling at all during the grand final? Did the smile come off your face at all, Jono, or were you still just smiling, even if it was at what Melbourne were dishing up in that second half? Because you seem really proud of the Dogs, because that was the word that Luke Beveridge used, that he was you know, had the gratitude towards the players for what they went through and what they achieved, ultimately fell short, which has to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I was smiling until the 10 minutes to go in the third. No, actually 5 minutes to go in the third, because when they got it back to a point, I thought, okay, we're still a chance here. We'll block up the back of the centre bounce and be able to do something about that. But ultimately, when Bond kicked his third, I may have jumped off the couch at Fox and maybe give it a high five to Eddie, who I was sitting next to. And then that was it after that. So I'm dropping names now.
You are.
I know that. But
me and Eddie. Just watch the granny with Eddie.
Well, that's it. That's who I was sitting next to. I can't help that, Billy. So I was up and about, and then it just went pretty quiet after that. Actually, work looked after me, I thought, after the game. I did the first seg of the post game that I got a little voice in the ear saying, you can probably go home now, Jono. So it was good timing in the end.
We are speaking to Western Bulldogs superstar Brad Johnson. Speaking of Bontempelli, I mean, he was on track to have one of the all-time great grand finals, and that would have put him, I mean, we spoke about your record being in rarefied air, one of the all-time great Dogs. He could have almost gone to the top of the tree if he could have won that, you know, his second premiership, the captain and Norm Smith. Will he almost end up, you think, being close to the Bulldogs' greatest ever player?
Yeah, look, Joey, I've said right along, I think he will. Like, he's an unbelievable player. We love watching him, of course, and the presence that he's got as a leader is just, you know, so significant for the football club. And you then add the layers of, you know, he's already won a flag. He's likely to possibly win another one in his, or maybe two throughout his career. Who knows how it plays out? We understand that things can change pretty quickly, but he'll get the All Australian nods. He could win a Brownlow along the way. His honours will outplay, you know, anyone that has walked through the door. The only one he mightn't get is the game's record, Joey. So
hey, speaking of the Bont, Jono, your daughter, who is a very, very talented singer, artist in her own right, Ella J, she released a song called The Bont. Now, tell us about how this came about, because we're going to just play a little tune. We'll play it first and then just explain to us how it came about.
Okay.
Got a nice little country rock tune to that one. Jono, just tell us about how they came up with that song, The Bont.
Yeah, it's a little bit different to what she's produced in the past. But look, it was a bit of fun, to be honest with you. We're talking great footy songs of the past, and it came up with, okay, how can we create a footy song that's also based around one of the best players and obviously the Bulldog flavour, because she loves the Dogs. So that's how it sort of come around. A bit of my fault being a footy nut as well, talking about it. But that's what they came up with. It was great. It would have been, you know, nice if he's holding the Premiership Cup off the back of it. But it was seriously just a bit of fun to release at the right time. So put a smile on people's faces during the final series. And, you know, he's such a gun, as we said. So it was good to sort of put him in there. They've got the Great Southern Stand, 420 Pies are mentioned. So they've got a few different references to footy throughout the song, which was a bit of fun to put together.
Bit of country, a bit of western.
Got a nice,
nice tune. It's from the Ocean Grove Band too, 10 High Fly, isn't it? They're in Wither.
Yeah, spot on, Billy. Yeah. They jumped in to assist in putting it all together and writing it. And so all those elements. Look, she's on a bit of a journey. She's loving it. She's having fun while she's 19 years of age. So she's young and just trying to get out there and enjoy the world.
Now, tell us about how's the other business. Geez, you've got a lot of fingers in some pies, as Bradley boy. The breast vest, or the, what do we call it, the Xena Sport? What do we call it?
Yeah, that's it. It's got breast and rib protection. It's a Xena vest. specifically designed for females playing contact or collision-based sports. But it's been great. Like during this COVID period, we've still chipped away really well, and yep. You know, it was through the footy season now, so that was brilliant. The girls love wearing it. The AFLW girls, we've got about 60 odd that wore it last season, so they love it as well. Now we're sort of, you know, the next sports after that is for us is probably basketball and footy and soccer. So there's a number of sports now we're starting to really sort of focus on as well. We've had some different sports as well, Billy. We're at the goalball, the Aussie goalball team.
Oh,
we're
at
the
Paralympic
Games. So we're able to put it on those girls, and they loved it and they performed so well. And
right.
And, you know, we've got surf boat rowers and roller derby, and it's been great fun, actually. Yeah, I love
it. Oh, you need
roller derby. Are they a legit sport? Is that a legit sport?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. So there's plenty out there, mate, that we sit back and go, wow, you know, like, how cool is this? We've got a vest for the traditional sports that we watch all the time. But some of these other ones that we have learned a lot about over the last 2 years has been great fun. I just love talking sport anyway. So to get involved in some of these other sports has been great.
You got one for me?
Mate, you know what? You know what, Billy? When you're bouncing at the Cremorne, mate, maybe we can chuck one on.
We'll
when you got those when you got those mosh pits going, mate, I think it'll be great. It'll be a brilliant for all those Triple M listeners. It'll be a great mosh pit vest as well, because when you're in the hustle and bustle of the mosh pit, it'd be perfect if you're a female and you can put it on.
Put one aside.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hopefully our Triple M listeners can get back to the mosh pits not too far. But thanks, mate, Jono. Bad luck about the dogs on the weekend. But thanks for your time, as always, mate. We appreciate it.
Nah, awesome, boys. Thanks very much.
On your Bradley.
It's the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. Up next, we're heading to the phones.
Yes, please.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't understand
Give
what
me
happens.
Some strategic... of it.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and...
The Difference, Lee Montagna.
And we're heading to the phones. 133353, Bill, what have you seen unusual?
Exactly right. Joey was telling a story about Nathan Vardy's wedding, and it was unusual in the backyard.
Well, he hasn't told us yet. What is the story
about
that?
It was a backyard wedding. It was on the weekend, and it was an op shop wedding.
Yeah.
So it was very bizarre. If you look at the photos, they're all dressed up in op shop outfits.
So they're, all the guests,
all the boys, there's all the West Coast Eagles boys are all there. Nick Natanui, and we saw them all, Dom Sheed, etc. And then all the girls, and they've gone to the op shop and just found these random weird suits and kits and hats, and they're all quite random. I think that's a bit unusual for a wedding. And it said Tom Barras was officiating the wedding.
So he married him.
He was the celebrant.
That's different. Weird. Yeah, that is weird. Unusual. Different cat.
They are a bit different over there too, the West Coast Eagles.
Well, so is Vards, by the way. I saw something unusual when I was driving up from Geelong to Melbourne, just minding my own business, driving along, and there was an elephant on the highway. An elephant.
I know. You showed me you showed me the foot. You filmed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't walking on the freeway.
I didn't film it.
Oh, someone else filmed it.
No, but it was on the back of a ute elephant.
Yes.
But it was just
like a real elephant.
It was plastic.
No, right. Was it plastic? Yeah. It looked real.
Oh, would you reckon it was a real elephant on the back of a ute?
It looked real.
Had its trunk up. Yeah. But it was plastic, Joey. But that was strange. Yeah, that was unusual.
That was unusual.
And we put the call out, and I tell you what, just a bit of trouble with the phones, but is Murphy gone?
No, we got Murph.
We got Murph. G'day, Murph. What have you seen unusual?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate.
That's good. Me and the apprentice are working one day doing some work at the back of the theatre there in St Kilda.
Yeah.
And we saw this. It was like a duffel bag, but like really big.
Hmm.
We're working away. About an hour later, we see it moving.
Oh no!
And we're like, what's going on here? So we keep working, and all of a sudden, this bloke just jumps out in the nude, starts chasing us around while we're up on the scissor lift, starts yelling at us.
No.
Couldn't understand the thing he was saying. Me and the apprentice are freaking out. We're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Anyway, we didn't take any notice of it after a while. And then about another hour later, this lady just comes out of the park next door.
Yeah.
Starts chasing us up on the scissor lift again. Starts trying to climb it while we're up changing lights on the street lights there. And we're like, mate, what's going on with this day today? Like, we can't bloody do anything. Everyone's just, you know, coming in. So we ring the manager and he's like, oh, you know what? Just go and have a lunch break. So we went down to the strip of shops there in St Kilda, and we're like, oh, we'll have a break.
The strip of shops, And what happened?
They followed us the whole way to the shop.
The nude bloke and the lady?
Yeah, just following us the whole way to the cafe.
You sure you weren't smoking something? Or it wasn't you, Murph, was it?
No. I'm telling you, mate. It was a crazy day. Me and the apprentice, we tripped out.
Strange things do happen in St Kilda.
Yeah, I know, but not nude blokes following around.
No, it's not.
Mate, it was a ridiculous day, mate. Our manager didn't believe us either. He had to come down and check it out.
And either we. Mate, give him something.
You get the prize. You get the
you get the Samba Footy Finals barbecue pack, which includes a match day sharing, don't mind. Gas lighters, charcoal fire lighters, grilling planks, and barbecue gloves, wood, smoking chips, and more. Or the Mercedes-Benz Berwick golf pack, which includes a golf towel, cap, golf balls, and drink bottle.
Yep. What do you want?
I'll take the barbecue pack, thanks, boys.
Yes, well done, Murph.
Well done, Murph. Good story.
Add
a bit of mayo, but he's won.
No, it's legitimate.
Hey,
things do happen in St Kilda.
They do. Yeah, I don't visit St Kilda a lot, but do you believe in UFOs, Joey?
Well, I don't, but some people do, because last night in New South Wales, there were a lot of people that believed they saw a UFO. There was a lot of people on social media that took to the sky. They filmed the images because there was this weird-looking sort of disc-shaped object flying overhead.
Yeah.
It was quite unusual. And
we got audio of it.
Yeah, listen, this is true.
Oh, look at it go.
Look at it go.
Something
just happened there.
What the hell is that?
There's a trail behind it. I don't know what the hell that is.
Find a trouser snake.
Oh, trouser snake.
You're talking.
Caleb, no, there's something in the sky.
It's all on video.
Trouser snake.
Yeah, you'll get abducted tonight.
Dad.
Where have we put off the dish or somewhere?
Unusual.
What the hell is that?
Some people actually really think there's UFOs. Like, come on, give us a spell. In fact, all it really was a...
What?
It was actually the new version of China's Long March 3B navigation satellite that was launched from China. Basically a Chinese rocket.
Well, so they've got a satellite over
Australia.
It's
hovering over, which they reckon he's done. That might be a bit strange because they think they're doing it for the Winter Olympics for next year. They were just trialing these Chinese rockets, but one was just hovering over Australia, just checking out what was happening here.
Interesting that.
So UFOs don't exist?
UFOs don't exist.
Neither do good jokes from Bill. And that's coming up next to wrap up the show. It's the Rush Hour, Joey and Billy,
that
Triple
is
M.
True.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill.
When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless. Tomorrow, a hump day quiz. Been a while since you've been involved in one of them and they haven't got any better.
Haven't they?
No.
Depends on the guess. We had a couple last week that they were ringing from Adelaide. They were 30 minutes behind. Actually, Perth. Now, Joey, I've got a joke for you. What did you think of yesterday?
Yesterday's Harvey Norman. No interest.
No interest. It's a bit, 48 months.
That'd be bland. I'm expecting better.
Well, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, come on. Give me a good one.
Righto.
In the day with a laugh. In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Good start.
Good one, Raps.
I went to the bottle shop last Friday afternoon on my bike. I'm trying to get fit, Joey. So I rode my bike down to the bottle shop.
Oh, is this a true story?
Well, it's just go with it, Joey. And I bought a big bottle of scotch, all right?
Yep.
And I put it in the basket at the front there. I was going to ride home, of course. And then I thought to myself, because I'm a very smart man, I thought, what happens if I fall off the bike? The bottle will break. So I drank this bottle of scotch, sculled it, and drank it by myself. I tell you what, it was a bloody good decision because I fell off that bike 7 times on the way home. it's just terrible.
The delivery was
not even a joke.
Well, it is a joke story. Bit of everything.
Now what JB feels.
You'll use it.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Good joke, Bill. Well done. 2 from 2. Joey, you can laugh.
I'd like to. I just wish they were funny.
I'll spill up!